All right, we are joined by our winning manufacturer, champion manufacturer, and that's Jim Campbell. He's General Motors Vice President, Performance and Motorsports. Thank you, Jim, for coming to join us. Maybe just start off with a couple words on this championship.
Well, it's an incredible win by Kyle today. He wins the race, wins the championship. Incredible. It's the 33rd time a Chevy driver's won the championship. Couldn't be prouder of that. We put two goals up every year at the beginning of the season. One's the manufacturer's championship, and side-by-side is to get a Chevrolet driver to the driver's championship. And last weekend, we clinched the manufacturer's championship. It was Chevrolet's 40th manufacturer's championship, and now Kyle brings home the 33rd Chevrolet driver's championship. So two objectives that were at the top of the list, and both of them accomplished here coming out the other end of this race here today.
Okay. If you have a question for Jim, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. I know we have a question for Jim.
Yeah,
we right, we got two. We'll start with Davey in the back, and then we'll bring it up to Jenna.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Congratulations, Jim. You guys obviously had Kyle in the fold before the incident that happened on iRacing last year, and you guys brought him back into the fold this year. What was the decision-making like from your guys' perspective as an OEM in terms of evaluating what he had done in his time away from the sport to then bring him back into the fold?
Yeah, good question. Clearly, Kyle did a lot of work off the track while he was, out of the sport. We know Kyle well. As you probably are aware, starting in 2017, through our association with Urban Youth Racing School, we took Kyle to the school to, interface with the students in one of their classes, and he kept that association up even beyond the formal introduction from our standpoint. And Kyle, Kyle did a lot of work off the track during that time with Urban Youth Racing School. Michelle and Anthony Martin, they're here today, along with members of their chairman was here today, and members of their board were here as well. They did a lot of work with Kyle off the track. He met with the students, and he also did, work with the Tony Senna Foundation, did a lot of work that we observed, reviewed all the work he had did off the track. We decided that it was worth supporting Rick's request to sign him on to the team. And what I will tell you is what he's doing off the track doesn't get as much focus as what he's doing on the track, whether you're talking about here in NASCAR or in the dirt track series. But I am really pleased with what he's doing off the track as well as his performance on the track. And so that combination's been a real positive. And work he's doing even today with the Hendrick Harris Foundation, his own foundation which he launched, the Senna Foundation, and then obviously Urban Youth Racing School. He'll be he was scheduled to go early December to take part in one of the classes with the students. Are kicking off another class, and he'll be there. I'll tell you one thing is because I join a lot of the Urban Youth Racing School sessions, especially when they've been virtual. I've been joining them on Saturday mornings, and very often Kyle Larson would be on those same sessions to say hello to the students, answer questions. And so what he's done on the track has been incredible. Obviously he got his 10th win and brought home the championship. The other thing I just would say is that the pit crew did an amazing job in the last pit stop, but when you really reflect on it, that team did that all year long. It was just really, an example of what they did all season long. And so so proud of the number five Chevrolet team and what they did this year.
Yeah, Jenna.
Hey, Jim, congratulations. So you had Kyle, and he's the favorite, and you probably want to feel good about that, but you can't feel good in this format. I'm wondering what this race was like for you, you guys in Chevrolet, especially as it looked like on that long run that it was slipping away.
Yeah, certainly. When you think about this format with four, and we had obviously last weekend Chase Elliott, locked in at the end of the second stage on points, so we knew we had two in the final four. And then you say, what other drivers do you want to compete against? And the list is long, and you don't want to compete against any of them. They're that tough. And so a Truex Jr. showed exactly how good he is. He was really tough in the long runs, but I just love how the five team responded. And how they pulled off that last pit stop, got to the front. Kyle drove it to the front and kept it there, and just hit his marks all the way through. At any point, if you make one mistake, a guy like Truex Jr., who's a champion and a great driver, will take advantage of it. And Kyle and Cliff Daniels, they kind of kept their heads about them, hit their marks, and delivered the win in the championship. So what I'd say this format, the other two that are non-Chevys, if you look at all the people who are competing for those two spots, you don't want to race against any of them. They're that good.
Go up to the press box for a question.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Jim, you guys will go down in the history books as having the final car to win under this, I guess, this make with us going to the next-gen car next year. Does that mean anything for you guys? Do you take that away with as a success overall?
Well, Jerry, thanks for the question. Winning a race at the professional levels is difficult, period. To win, in this case, 19 races for Chevrolet, Kyle does 10 race wins and brings the championship home. Regardless of the format and the rule set, it's difficult to do, and I'm really proud of what Kyle and the Hendrick team did. And Chevrolet, as you know, competes in all kinds of racing series, in the U.S. and across the world. And so when they change the rules, you got to change and be ready to race. So that's what we'll do. But that's for next year. Tonight is for celebration of the Kyle Larson and Cliff Daniels and everybody at Hendrick Motorsports and the Chevrolet engineers. That's what our focus is tonight. And just big shout out to everybody at Hendrick. Rick Hendrick, Marshall Carlson, Jeff Andrews, Chad Knaus, Jeff Gordon. The list goes on. And then from the Chevrolet side, we picked up a real talented guy named Eric Warren, Dr. Eric Warren, and he was at Richard Childress Racing, super talented engineer, and he leads our NASCAR programs from an engineering standpoint. So proud of the job he's done along with Pat Sui and Adam Golombeski. And then I've got a counterpart, Jim Danahue, who's our vice president of engineering. And we're all in on motorsports at Chevrolet, as you know, so it's I'm really happy for those guys too. Thanks, Jerry.
We'll go up here to Alex. Alex, raise your hand high. There you go.
Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer. Alan Gustafson was in here on Friday, I believe, or Saturday after qualifying. He talked about he said that he thinks that pretty much he's got two of the world's best drivers that he's working with at Hendrick right now. And I'm curious if you also see that from Chevrolet's perspective, if you feel like this is kind of, with the youth that team has right now, that it's kind of the start of a legendary era for the manufacturer.
Thanks for the question. And I just at a very broad level, if you think about the Chevy driver lineup that we've had over the past years, and many of these amazing drivers and champions retired. Tony Stewart retired. He won 3 championships with us at our company. Jeff Gordon retired. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who was obviously an Xfinity champion but also won so many races at the Cup level, retired. Kevin Harvick moved on to the Ford side. And along the way, we brought in so many young, amazing drivers. And they were young drivers who, in many cases, were in their first year in Cup. They hadn't really been to many of these tracks at that level. And what I love about what's happening right now, Chevy has the youngest average age of drivers across all of our teams. And so what I love about them is they're getting better and better every race, every year. So I'm excited about what that means for the future. Certainly talented drivers at Hendrick, but there's also talented drivers across all the Chevrolet teams. Super proud of that and excited.
Go to Jim next.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Jim, kind of following up a little bit on Jerry's question, celebrating a championship tonight, but there's a lot of work to be done between now and February with a new car. I just wondered how you guys feel on your progress with the new car, and what are you hoping to get out of the myriad of tests that will be going on between now and February?
Yeah. Well, the test schedule, we'll be in Charlotte. We'll be back here. There's a whole list of tests that are in front of us. In the automobile business, you do two things. You sell what you have in the showroom today while you prepare the next model for the showroom tomorrow. We're doing the same thing. We're racing today with the car we have while we've been preparing the next-gen Camaro ZL1 for next year. And so it's something in the auto industry, it's what we do. You got to be able to do those two things at the same time. So our team is definitely preparing on that side, but obviously preparation and development continues in the coming weeks and months as we prepare for the next gen next year. But for tonight, just a huge focus on what Hendrick Motorsports accomplished tonight with Kyle and Cliff and the whole team. Really proud of them.
Any final questions for Jim? Go to Dan up here.
Dan Gelson, Associated Press. Jim, it's better to have one if it's the Cup than two.
It's better to have what?
One, like Toyota did, like Chevy did today, than two that Toyota.
Oh, right.
You'd rather win the
Cup. I was thinking about the weekend. We had obviously Zane in the championship race on Friday. We didn't, Zane actually did a nice job. He had a shot at it, but we didn't really get to winner's circle there. Yesterday we had two drivers between Noah and AJ. Didn't get to winner's circle, and today the focus was we got to get to the winner's circle on the third race, and it's the big one. Certainly we would have loved to have won in all of those categories, but today at the Cup level, at the top level, to get the win in the championship, so very special. Thanks, Dan.
Any final questions for Jim? All right. Well, congratulations, Jim, on a great year. Thanks for your time.